Welcome to the Not Another Leadership Podcast, where you, the leaders at the University of Tennessee, drive the discussion and craft the conversations. This is not just another run-of-the-mill leadership podcast. Our goal is to bring you curated content that matters to you. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the meetings that control your calendar and give you some things to consider whether your meetings are productive or unproductive. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Hey leaders, I am Brian Watkins, and I am thrilled to launch the Not Another Leadership Podcast. As you heard in the intro, this podcast is designed for you. And if you're wondering, well, how can I really help drive the discussion or craft the conversation? It's simple. All you need to do is go to our website and fill out the form that allows you to provide suggestions for what we include in future episodes. Just go to the UTK HR website, look under the Learning and Organizational Development tab, and there you will find the podcast with the Not Another Leadership Podcast section for you to find the form and provide your suggestions. Or, if you want, always feel free to contact me at bwatke13@utk.edu. Today we're going to discuss the countless hours that you may be spending in meetings. If you've ever left a meeting and you feel like, oh my, that was just a waste of time, well, you're not alone. In fact, Harvard Business Review has done a survey that surveyed hundreds of leaders, and the consensus is that the average leader spends 23 hours a week in scheduled meetings. And if we were to assume a 40-hour work week, which I know as leaders, you may not assume a 40-hour work week. You may not work that on a regular basis because you may be working way over. But stick with me here. If we assumed a 40-hour work week, then 23 hours of scheduled meetings is controlling over half of you, the leader's calendar. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that some of you all have positions where you inherently have to work 50 hours a week. You went into the position, you knew, hey, I'm going to have to work probably 50 hours a week, but you enjoy your job and you're great at what you do. And that's just an expectation of your work that you knew that you were accepting. That's okay. But maybe if you expected 50 hours a week, maybe now you're working 60 hours a week. Regardless of where you are, if you're trying to stick to a 40-hour work week or you generally expect to work 50 hours a week, what if you're now finding that you're working 50 or 60 hours a week and that a lot of the time that you're spending is not actually productive? I mean, based on the 40-hour work week model, this leaves you 17 hours a week to complete the other expectations of your role. You know, the team support that you provide, all of the impromptu and ad hoc meetings that you get invited to or that you quickly need to attend. And then, of course, extinguishing all of the fires that the department expects you to put out. So my question to you is, when are you actually completing your deep thinking? When are you completing the work that you need to do? When are you accomplishing the deliverables and the expectations of your job? It's likely that you have actually found it impossible just to accomplish the work in the original time allotment that you believed you would be working per week, 40 hours a week, 50 hours a week, whatever it may be. Therefore, you work over on a regular basis. And I'm not talking about maybe if you just have a month or two, a season in the year, maybe it's fiscal year end or the start of a new semester. Those are times where we inherently understand that we just may be having to work over. It's our busy season. But I'm talking to those of you who expected to work 50 hours a week or 40 hours a week, but now you find yourself having to work 60 or 70 hours a week, and you're sacrificing more than you anticipated. You may be feeling that your calendar is actually suffocating you, that you were suffering through the week or the month or the year, because it's causing you to sacrifice the things that you maybe really want to be doing. You're sacrificing your mornings, your nights, your weekends, your social and your family time. and you strain your mental endurance to be productive to accomplish the work that you feel like you really need to be accomplishing, but you just never have the time to do it. So let's walk through some of the meeting scenarios that you might find yourself in frequently that maybe leave you thinking, was this a waste of my time? Was this productive? Or was it in fact unproductive? Maybe it's a regular leadership team meeting that you have where no one or the meeting just never follows the agenda. I mean, how often do we get off track? We completely get derailed, and next thing you know, we're having to add on additional time because we didn't accomplish what we needed to on the agenda. Or maybe it's just that we decide, oh, we're going to have to push this same meeting to next week, and then the next week, and then the next week, and it's a recurring pattern that happens again and again. Or maybe it's a meeting that always just runs over. No matter how you try to stay on the agenda, no matter how you try to schedule the meeting to be more efficient, the meeting always runs over. So now you find yourself scheduling the meeting, but you always have to schedule a few hours after the meeting because you're afraid that it's going to run over. And not only that, your team members are seeing that you may be inaccessible during this time. Something to consider. How are your meetings impacting your team? I remember actually working on a leadership team that we met weekly. Our meetings were extended for hours on a regular basis, and we allowed it to happen. As a leadership team, we just decided not to do anything about it. We thought it was almost expected that people expected us to be in these meetings, because if we were in these long meetings, we had to be accomplishing something. Well, looking back at this, it was actually very toxic meeting behavior. In fact, everyone else in the organization, they actually saw this as a waste of time. And we rarely made decisions. And when we did, they typically had a pretty negative impact on the frontline employees who were actually having to accomplish the work. And then we would end up leaving those meetings, complaining to our individual departments, oh, I can't believe this person wants to do this, or oh, yes, this person wasted so much time, we could have been out an hour earlier. But at the same time, none of us ever changed anything. It was toxic. But I digress. So what about maybe another meeting scenario where the meetings that you go to, you just wonder, why am I even here? Do you go to meetings where maybe you don't add any value and you don't learn anything that adds value to you? And you're like, well, why am I here? Why was it so important for me to schedule this time? Or why do we do this every week, every 2 weeks, every month? Because there's no value, maybe not just for yourself, but for others. Something to consider. So if you have any of your meetings that may be contributing to potentially these 23 hours of meetings, and you feel like, oh, that was just worthless, it was a waste of time, I want to explain to you why you are not alone. In that very same Harvard Business Review article, 64% of the surveyed leaders said that the meetings that they were going to was detracting them from completing their own work, and that those meetings had come at the expense of their own deep thinking. To add one more and possibly the most scary statistic to me is that those leaders also said that 71% of the scheduled meetings that were controlling their calendars were unproductive and inefficient. Now, maybe that percentage is lower for you, and I certainly hope that it is. But let's stick with this concept here again. Out of the 23 reported hours of scheduled meetings, 71% would be about 16 hours. What if you were able to recover 16 hours of unproductive time and you made that more productive? Now, again, maybe you don't actually have 16 hours of unproductive meeting time. Maybe that's not the reality to you. Maybe it's 2 to 3 hours per week. But regardless, what impact could it make in your work for you? What impact could it make for your team? And what impact could it make for your work-life balance if you spent that time productively? So, regardless of which type of meetings fill your calendar, I want you to start asking yourself a few questions that you could consider to maybe help you identify whether your meetings are productive or, in fact, unproductive. The first question I want you to ask is, are the right people in the meeting? Now, if it's a one-on-one meeting and you're not inviting the right person, maybe we need a different podcast for that. But maybe in a group setting, I think one of the biggest issues in our work culture is the lack of recognition for our own time and our colleagues' time. You know, when you're sitting in that meeting and you're asking yourself, why am I even here? Odds are you're not being very productive. And I think this also applies to the people that we invite into meetings, especially if they're unnecessary. Let's consider your boss. Are you inviting your boss to a meeting just because they're the boss? Just to have their presence felt? Is that productive? Or maybe that's you. Maybe you are the boss. Are you being invited just because the team feels like they need to invite you because you're the boss? It might be an area where you could delegate that particular meeting to the team to handle and then just report back to you. I think as leaders, we need to start making sure that we are spending our time productively. And this starts with making sure that the right people are at the meeting. All right. Let's look into the second question that I think you should ask yourself to determine if your meetings are productive or unproductive. Does the meeting accomplish something? We all know what it feels like to leave a meeting that was productive. You know, more than likely, one of these scenarios happened. Maybe you shared information, or you gained information, or you gained new knowledge, or you were able to share your creative ideas. Those are things that make us feel productive. Or maybe we made a decision, or we solved a problem, or maybe it was that you were able to build a better connection. Maybe you built a better relationship with your team members, your colleagues that were also sitting around the table. Those are very, very positive things and productive types of meetings. But too often, we fill our agendas, we fill our time, and accomplish very little. One of the things that I have found to be highly unproductive in meetings is the sharing of updates. Maybe each team member going around and spending 10 minutes of updates just to hear a good job or keep up the good work. And a lot of times I question, why are we doing this? I mean, do we really need to share how busy we are and to prove our busyness to our colleagues so that they know that, oh, we're just as busy as everyone else? I mean, seriously. This happens for 30 or 40 minutes each meeting, and it leaves very little time for the productive, deep-thinking conversations that maybe it'd be more valuable to have as a team. Now, certainly, there is information that you need to be sharing as leaders. There's information that needs to be discussed. There's updates that need to be discussed. In no way do I want to discourage sharing that information. Leaders and team members need to know certain bits of information. But I want you to evaluate, is whatever the particular meeting is that the right space to be sharing those updates? Or could those updates be shared in a different manner? And this brings me to the final question that I'm going to propose today. Do you have boundaries during your meetings? Maybe you call these meeting expectations. Or I was on a team that we had meeting norms, whatever you want to call it. How do you identify when you're getting off track or you're moving away from the agenda? How do you get back on track? How do you stay focused, or how do you get refocused as a team? I think an easy way to do that is to establish just a few boundaries to help the team stay on track and to help you maintain a productive meeting. If you go online, you can certainly view multiple ways to set boundaries for meetings, set boundaries for yourself. You can Google search that and get thousands of bits of information. So I want to share three that I think are highly important boundaries for you to consider. The first is, how do you identify when a topic needs more discussion or planning? And I think that this is the boundary of being prepared. You know, too many times we show up to a meeting and we want to share this idea, but we haven't thought it out very well. And maybe the meeting is the opportunity to do that. But maybe it would be better if you know that there's a budget component, there's a marketing component. What if you went and you were well prepared? You had already met with marketing, you had already met with the budget team. What if you were able to bring all of that additional information to this team meeting, to this leadership meeting, whatever it may be, and you were prepared for that? Now, maybe throughout the scope of the meeting, maybe you determine, oh, well, we actually need to incorporate human resources. Well, that's an opportunity to say, okay, let's now hold. Let's not continue discussing this. Let's hold. Let's leave here, go, have that communication, and then maybe next week or at the next meeting, we can bring the information or the idea back to discuss it further in depth. The second boundary that I want you to consider, and this is a very personal boundary, it is be committed mentally. We are oftentimes so busy that it is very, very hard to stay focused on the work at hand. It's very hard to stay focused in that third or fourth meeting during the day. But be committed mentally to the best of your ability to really be a productive member of the meeting. Don't show up just hoping that everybody else is going to carry the discussion. And if that's the case, maybe it's not a meeting you need to be at. But don't show up checked out. Show up committed and ready to be an active participant with the information that is being shared. And finally, I cannot think of anything more annoying in a meeting than when there is the bad, bad, disrespectful, and unproductive behavior of side conversations. Set a boundary around this. It is disrespectful. It is so distracting when you are in a meeting and a couple of other people are having their sidebar conversation or talking about something and not paying attention. Don't do that. It's distracting. You are not engaged and it's causing others to not be engaged. Please stop that behavior. You know the challenges that you have with your teams and with the meetings that you have and the things that might make them unproductive. Sometimes it might be a little bit challenging to discuss this with the team or to maybe set those boundaries. But let me tell you, it is crucial for you to set some boundaries so that you can start being more productive. As we wrap up this episode, are you exhausted from letting the unproductive and inefficient meetings control your calendar? If so, start asking yourself and start considering the three questions that we discussed today to identify whether your meetings are productive or unproductive. 1. Are the right people in the meeting? 2. Does the meeting accomplish something? And 3. Do you have boundaries during your meetings? Well, that wraps up this first episode of the Not Another Leadership Podcast. I want to thank you for your commitment to leadership development and the great work that you provide our university. I hope that you check out our leadership development series and the New Leader Advantage workshops that is available through our learning and organizational development team. And you can find more information about this at the utk.edu/LOD website. As always, go Vols!